Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening in Redmond for the next 7 days. Jennifer, we're going to start with some trash talk. I have to do it, Jennifer. It's going to be trash talk.
Okay, let's hear it.
February 11th, the city of Redmond announced that some residents received bills from WN, that's Waste Management, by mistake after the city switched waste providers in January.
Oh,
so you're following me?
Yeah.
They used to use Waste Management, switched companies, but now Waste Management apparently sent bills to everyone.
They're still billing them even.
We're fine if you switch providers. But it would be better for us if you guys kept paying us. So if you opened your mailbox and thought, wait, didn't we change companies? Yeah, you did. You're not crazy. The bills were sent in error. The city says that they're actively working with Waste Management to fix it, and Waste Management will contact affected customers directly with the next steps. For now, don't panic. Don't pay anything. In fact, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd throw those bills away.
Right in the garbage can for the new company to come pick up?
Absolutely.
Wow, what a mess. Lights Out for Birds is happening today, February 19th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Redmond Senior and Community Center. The city will be screening Lights Out Texas, a documentary from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology about bird migration and how light pollution messes with it. After the film, there's a panel discussion and community conversation about what we can actually do locally. If you like nature, science, or just learning something new on a Thursday night, register ahead and grab a seat.
Love it.
I want to know what I can do for the birds. Sure, I like birds.
There's a stand-up comedy dinner tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Fork and Spoke inside the Hilton Garden Inn. They are pairing dinner with up-and-coming Indian comedians, so you're basically getting food and laughs in the same night. It's set up for date night, friends night, or we need to get out of the house night. Seats are limited, so if this sounds like your kind of thing, grab tickets before it fills up.
If trading card games are your thing, Star Wars Unlimited takes over Uncle's Games on Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. There are two formats running. Premier, which costs $8 and includes three rounds with prize packs, and Twin Suns, which is free and more casual. Both formats welcome new players, and staff are around to help explain things. Even if you just want to catch a few matches, it's a fun atmosphere. If you plan to play Premier, arrive on time so you don't miss round one.
Speaking of the new waste hauler, Jennifer, You can meet Recology, Redmond's new waste hauler, on Sunday, February 22nd. They're also celebrating my birthday from 3 p.m. to 4:30 at the Redmond Library. They're going to walk through how the new service works, how to sort waste correctly, and what's changed since the switch. And given the WM billing mix-up, this feels especially relevant. It's meant to be informative but casual with time for questions. If you've been confused about bins, pickups, what you can throw into what, or again, bring that errant bill that WM sent you, hand it right to these guys and say, you throw this away for me. Anyway, it's actually a great thing. So this is your chance to get clarity.
Terrine Bakery and Cafe is open daily from 7 to 3, and their heated covered patio is dog-friendly. So if you want a Sunday morning plan with your favorite dog, this is an easy one. They've got things like the creme brulee cruffin, eggs benedict on a croissant, and an almond croissant latte. Staff usually bring out water bowls and sometimes even treats for your little friendly pup. Go early, though. It gets tight on weekends, and the pastries sell out.
Okay, it's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history trivia or a tidbit about life in and around Redmond. Jennifer, true or false? Redmond's first tech startups were actually illegal moonshine operations hidden in the woods. True or false?
Ooh, I believe it. I say true. There were thick woods around here back then. There'd be plenty of spaces to hide a moonshine operation. I'm going true.
Of course, that is true. Yeah, there were really stills out in the woods. And I bet you there's some old still parts out there.
Oh, that'd be kind of fun to go looking for.
Yeah. When Washington went dry in 1916, saloons shut down, but obviously demand didn't. Bootleggers hid stills in the dense east side woods. Rural Redmond was a perfect cover, and some later went legit. But for a while, the woods were literally buzzing with a different kind of startup.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
All right, here's one for you. We're hearing that there might be an automated premium pizza kiosk piloting inside one of the new high-rise lobbies near the light rail station.
This is a robot.
It's a pizza robot.
This is what I've been waiting for my entire life.
Think tech meets pepperoni. Supposedly you order on a screen and it just handles the rest. Now, we don't know which building, we don't know when it's launching, and we don't know if this is just testing or a full rollout. But if this is real, are we about to have a robot-made late-night pizza downtown?
I am praying that this is a true thing. I would love to see this. If you've got any idea about what's happening here, you should head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post. Okay, before we get out of here, we need to ask you something. Who has the best dance studio in Redmond? You can head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond. Find the post called Your Picks and drop your vote in the comments. We want to know who you think is the best dance studio in Redmond.
And if you like this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com. We'll see you next time, or maybe even before then, walking around Redmond.
Bye.